kiss to sleep when I feel you hold me. I know I am so blessed, and I feel like I've found my way. I thank God for all I've been given at the end of.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Sherry Preston.
If we win Michigan, we win the whole thing, the whole thing.
Every single vote matters. So let me ask you, who here has a plan to vote?
Closing arguments in Grand Rapids, Michigan for Donald Trump and in Philadelphia for Kamala Harris. 538 senior election analyst Nathaniel Rakich with more on what he'll be watching for tonight.
I think you want to pay attention to some bellwether counties. So thinking places like Erie County in Pennsylvania, or maybe a place that is just going to be really important to one candidate's win. So call that Wayne County in Michigan, which is where Detroit is. A lot of Democratic votes there. We are probably going to see some of those red and blue shifts that we saw in 2020.
At least 82 million Americans have already cast their ballots. This is ABC News. Police in Tennessee arresting an alleged neo-Nazi accused of plotting to use a drone attack on a power plant. He could face life behind bars. A lot of kids turning to caffeine for a kick, and it's taking a toll on their health, says ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
A new study finds the rate of kids visiting hospital ERs for caffeine overdoses has skyrocketed, more than doubling since 2017. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends teens consume no more than 100 milligrams of caffeine per day. That's about one cup of coffee a day. Symptoms of caffeine overload include anxiety, heart palpitations, and, in severe cases, heart attacks and even death.
A big change in the way Buckingham Palace will be run. The front gates will soon be open for tourists. Usually they are only open for the royal family, and the changing of the guard, King Charles, has been moving to make royal homes more open to the public. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Every day, Cintas service reps help businesses get ready for the workday. They provide freshly laundered workwear delivered every week. Mats, mops, restroom and cleaning supplies. First aid and safety products to help your employees stay safe. They even test and inspect fire extinguishers and emergency lights. Cintas helps keep your business running smoothly. See what Cintas can do for you. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Neupert. The head of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, Chairwoman Ann Jacobs, is predicting it will be a long night at the polls. There are currently 1.6 million ballots that need to be opened and processed from absentee voting, so there will likely be by 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning until we know exactly who won in Wisconsin. Today will be stressful, but UW Health Psychologist Charlie Murgain says if you're attending a watch party, be sure to be around like-minded people.
So many people have found that they've lost close connections because of differing political views. It might be nice to be around like-minded people where you could maybe celebrate the outcome or take solace from one another.
Mergain says you also should give yourself breaks from Election Day coverage. As always, if you head to the poll today, make sure you bring your photo ID with you and be sure to be ready to stand in line. There will be a lot of people in the polls. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Thanksgiving's only a few weeks away, and Fleet Farm's got just what you need to prep for family and friends. For you turkey smokers, Griller's Gold barbecue pellets are just $5.99 a bag. And you can never have enough Fleet Farm mixed nuts. 2-pound bags are on sale for $12.99. Wash it all down with Bubbler's sparkling water. Now just $11 for 2 6-packs. The holidays will be here before you know it. So stock up now on everything you need at the best prices guaranteed at Fleet Farm.
$100 million. That's how much Eric Hovde spent in attack ads lying about Tammy Baldwin.
What's the real difference between them?
Tammy Baldwin has worked with Republican and Democratic presidents to bring manufacturing jobs back from China to Wisconsin.
Eric Hovde invests in companies that outsource Wisconsin jobs.
Tammy has taken on the big pharmaceutical companies to lower prices.
Hovde wants to restore their sweetheart deal so they can jack up prices.
Tammy Baldwin has always protected Social Security and Medicare.
Hovde has a plan to slash both to pay for trillions in new tax breaks for rich guys like him.
And Tammy Baldwin is leading the fight to restore Roe v. Wade.
Eric Hovde would back a national abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Eric Hovde's millions can't hide the truth.
Tammy Baldwin's the one working for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com. Or in stores at your local CVS.
Stream the best of British TV on BritBox. Watch captivating dramas and gripping mysteries, whether it's entire series of massive hits like Sherlock and Vera, new seasons of originals like The Responder, starring international Emmy winner Martin Freeman, or an extraordinary selection of beloved treasures featuring Idris Elba, Jodie Comer, Matthew McFadyen, Benedict Cumberbatch, and more. Only on BritBox. Watch with a free trial at BritBox.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy and windy with rain today. Could get a quarter inch to a half inch or more of rain by the time it winds down. High near 50 midday is dropping into the low 50s by late afternoon. Tonight down to 36 tomorrow. Partly to mostly cloudy with a high near 50. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 47.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
on my door, 'cause you know I don't need you anymore. Now, do you really think I'm crazy enough to go throwing my good heart after bad love? What kind of fool do you think I am? I ain't falling for you all over again. I ain't playing a game that I know I can't win. What kind of fool do you think I am? What kind of fool do you think I am? I ain't falling for you all over again. I ain't playing a game that I know I can't win. What kind of fool do you think I am? What kind of fool do you think I am?
Got a funny feeling, the moment that your lips touch mine, something shot right through me. My heart skipped a beat in time. There's a different feel about you tonight. It's got me thinking lots of crazy things. I even think I saw a flash of light. It felt like electricity. You shouldn't kiss me like this unless you mean it like that, 'cause I'll just close my eyes and I won't know. Dance floor spinning around and around and around and around. They're all watching us now. They think we're falling in love. They never believe we're just friends. When you kiss me like this, I think you mean it like that. If you do, baby, kiss me again. I just wanted you to know. I just wanted you to know. You shouldn't kiss me like this unless you mean it like that. 'Cause I'll just close my eyes and I won't know where I'm at, and we'll get lost on this dance floor, spinning around and around and around and around. They're all watching us now. They think we're falling in love. They never believe we're just friends. When you kiss me like, I think you mean it like that. If you do, baby, kiss me again. Kiss me again.
keeping advertising dollars local. We're Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Not yours and baby, you're not mine. We've got something and it sure is fine. Let's take our love one night at a time. There's one thing that we both agree. I like you and baby, you like me. Let's take our love one night at a time. All night, love all night. Practice makes perfect. Gonna get it right. Gonna get it right. One night at a time. All night, love all night. Practice makes perfect. Gonna get it right. Get it right, one night at a time. Oh, I think about you all day long. It feels so good, it can't be wrong. I got my fingers crossed that this goes on and on. Tomorrow, well, that's another day. Come on, baby, now, what do you say? Let's take our love one night at a time. All night, love all night. Practice makes perfect. Gonna get it right. Gonna get it right. One night at a time. That this goes on and on. All night, love all night. Practice makes perfect. Gonna get it right. Gonna get it right. One night at a time.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. George Strait, one night at a time here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures low to mid-40s across the region. Could see some more rain today. Then things are going to dry out and warm up a little bit. We'll have our ag weather forecast here this hour. Also this hour, Chad Smith is in our newsmaker segment and talking about our farm tires. Got a inspect those tires after the harvest, and we'll have more with Chad on that during our newsmaker segment. Today is election day. Do not forget to get out and vote, as the polls open up at 7 a.m. this morning, and they are open until 8 p.m. tonight. And here in Wisconsin, you are allowed to register to vote on the day of. Remember, though, I may want to call ahead to find out exactly what you need to bring if you're not already registered to vote. We'll have coverage as well of some of the election returns coming up later on this evening here on WRDN. But get out and vote today. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric spray-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed. conforms to your accessories and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time to take a break. Finding your passion outside of farming. Our focus today on our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers. And from a recent PDP Dairy Signal, presented by Monica McConkie, Rural Health Mental Counselor at Eyes on the Horizon Consulting.
I begin to do some outreach around farm stress. Meeting with, talking to, helping farmers, ranchers, and their families, and those who work with them, because we know they also carry the stress of the ups and downs of agriculture.
So thinking outside of the box or thinking outside of the farm.
Taking breaks, all things that are really foreign to many of us in farming and agriculture. The whole concept of taking a break or a vacation or a nap or having time off the farm can sometimes bring on so much guilt. And even through what's been ingrained in our minds, or we've ingrained it ourselves, we can consider it being lazy, which really is painful, because we know that our farmers are not lazy. And so to take a break and to take care of oneself and have that equated with not being a hard worker or being lazy or dropping the ball, that is really difficult. So this is an important topic. And when I was thinking about how this plays out in the work that I do with my farmers, I see kind of two distinct groups. One are those folks that are still very active on the farm, and how they don't seek out opportunities to have any kind of a life or lifestyle or interests off the farm. The second group is that farmer that is transitioning off the farm, or the time has come to start looking at transitioning away from full-time duties on the farm, and they find themselves in a place where they have nothing. They have no other interests. They have no hobbies. And then what happens is leaving that operation becomes filled with a lot of grief and loss. And what do we do if we can avoid grief and loss? We avoid it, right? Which sometimes looks like really holding on tight to the farm when it's time to let go on some level. I see retirement as like, you know, these should be the best years of your life. And yet there's been no building up for that. There's nothing there in their heart other than the farm. So with those two groups, I think it's finding this balance can look different and feel different. And I think there's different challenges with finding the space and time to do things for yourself, for your relationship off the farm, both when you're actively on and when you're transitioning or off. The benefit of building and growing a life of enjoyment with things not connected to the farm is that, you know what? When I'm done on the farm, I'm okay, because there are things that fill my soul. There are things that fill my mind. There are things that bring me joy. That's going to make that transition so much more simple, emotionally and mentally and physically. You know, it isn't just having a hobby away from the farm. It is integral to our wellness, because it allows us to take a break from often what is the most mentally, emotionally, and physically taxing. So when we are able to have an outlet, to have space with other people, to have time that isn't tied to making a living, that's important. We need rest and relaxation. is something that's not been embedded in farm culture over the years. So I feel like the younger generation is more in touch with trying to balance family time and their health and wellness, which means hobbies, interests, and passions off the farm. The older generation needs to see it from that perspective.
Those are comments from Monica McConkey, Rural Health Mental Counselor at Eyes on the Horizon Consulting, from a recent PDPW Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety for free simply by going to pdpw.org. Our thanks to the professional dairy producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday.
Presenting a Gain Flings love story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
When you're hiring, ZipRecruiter's technology makes finding qualified candidates for your job easy. What if the rest of the world was as easy as ZipRecruiter? Math problems wouldn't be so problematic.
K equals 42.
And summiting Everest would be a walk in the park. In the meantime, if you want to make your hiring easier, use ZipRecruiter. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Walks into Smokies one hip at a time, like a broken field runner slipping through the line. He likes the way she looks, so he calls a little wife, says, "Don't wait up for me, I'll be working late tonight." Wife hangs up the phone, burst into tears, calls her sister up and cries, "Get over here." Sister tells her boyfriend, "Be back in a while." Boyfriend wants a beer, the store is just a mile. He leaves the motor running, he'll only be a minute. His car drives away with teenagers in it. The driver tells his buddies, "Got one life to live." They scream into the night, "Let's get it over with." Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. The kid guns a gas, car starts to swerve, heads for a semi-truck, jumps the curb. Truck hits a big boy in the Shoney's parking lot, and flies through the air, takes out the bank clock. Clock strikes a light pole, transformer sparks, lines go downtown, goes dark. Waitress calls a cop, says she saw it all, swears a giant alien has landed at the mall. Cops ring up the mayor, says there's panic in the streets. We hate to wake you up, but we can't find the chief. Mayor says use your head if he ain't in his car. He's hiding from his wife down at Smokey's bar. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun.
Somebody waits at home for you, and I know how hard this is for you to do. So if you really believe this love is so wrong, we don't have to care. carry on. But still I wonder, why does it have to be wrong or right?
Why does it have to be one way or the other?
Won't somebody please, please tell me, why does it have to be black or white?
Why do we have to hurt one to love another?
Oh, tell me why. Why does it have to be?
Can't say that we didn't know where this might lead. And I know I couldn't have been that hard to read. But we both know this is not where you belong. There's no need to carry on. Oh, but I can't help but wonder,
why does it have to be wrong or right?
Why does it have to be one way or the other?
Somebody please, please tell me, why does it have to be black or white?
Why do we have to hurt one to love another?
Oh, tell me why. Why does it have to be? Have to be black or white?
Why do we have to hurt one to love another?
Oh, tell me,
oh, tell me.
Oh, tell me why. Oh, tell me, why does it have to be wrong or right?
Why does it have to be one way or the other?
Won't somebody please,
please, please tell me,
why does it have to be black or white?
Why do we have to hurt one to love another?
Oh, tell me,
oh, tell me why.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Restless Heart, and Why Does It Have to Be Me, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report, 47 in downtown Durand. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, December milk down 8 at 19.31, January down 12 to 19.39, February down 2 to 19.41, March milk down 4 at 19.47. Cheese markets were lower yesterday, barrels down 3/4 to 186, 40-pound blocks also down 3/4 to 183. No trades on the day. Cash butter up a half to 267 and a half. 10 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 137 and 3/4. 6 trades. Dry whey steady at 16 and a half. 2 trades on the day. Meanwhile, live cattle futures are called mixed. Hogs also called mixed as the trading buying interest remained subdued Monday, leaving the livestock sector lower. Now, there may be little to generate buying interest today, at least in the cattle markets, until the cash cattle trade takes place. Hogs are balancing technical traders nervous over the record long positions and also packer interest. December live cattle opens the day at 185.07, February 185.92, April 186.87, November feeder cattle open at 246.35, January 242.42, and March at 240.25. December hogs open at 83.22, February at 85.32, April at 88.60. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn markets are relatively flat. Soybeans still slightly higher. Wheat markets slightly higher. There has been some positive export demand news, and that's been helping to really promote some of the higher markets, especially in soybeans. Do have some technical buying in the wheat markets after some of the recent losses over the last few days. Primarily, those losses are because of the rain in the plains that could help the winter wheat crop. Again, corn markets doing a lot of consolidation this morning and are relatively flat. December corn up a half this morning at 417, March up a quarter to 430 and a quarter. May steady at 437 and a quarter. New crop 25 down 3/4 to 440. November beans up 4 3/4 to 987 and a quarter. January up 3 to 10 and 1/4.
March up 2.5 to 10.14 1/4. New crop 25 up 3/4 to 10.36. December soybean meal up 20 cents to 2.99.80. while December soybean oil up 2 cents to 45.58. Chicago wheat, December up 2.25 to 5.71. March up 1.75 to 5.89 1/4. Minneapolis wheat, December up 3 to 6.08. And March up 3.5 to 6.30 3/4. Energy markets this morning: December crude oil up 37 cents to 71.84. January up 39 cents to 71.42. Meanwhile, December and January gas both up 2 cents. December at 203, January at 201. Let's check a national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products. Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products and the answers that work.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand: a cash corn 352, a December 362, January 365, new crop 25, 386. Cash beans at 912, a December 917, January 922, new crop 25, 950. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 361.5, December 366.5, January 377, and February at 380. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn at 366, December 381, January at 390. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn at 364, cash beans 912, January 917. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 371, new crop 25, 391, cash beans 912, new crop 25 at 945. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn at 371, December 377, January 379, new crop 25 at 390. Meanwhile, cash beans 955, April 994, May 997, new crop 25, 977. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 364, January 369, cash beans 915, January at 925. Cattle markets from Equity: beef fed cattle 175 to 194, Holstein fed cattle 157 to 175, market cows 102 to 125, bulls 122 to 155, calves at 185 to 1050, feeder cattle beef steers 185 to 372, Holstein steers 120 to 295. Sheep markets: market lambs 142 and down, light lambs 210 and down, ewes 95 and down, goat markets: does 135 and down, bucks 125 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FACE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FACE. Enjoy!
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Don't rock the jukebox, I want to hear some Jones.
cause my heart ain't ready for the rolling stone. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Before you drop that quarter, keep one thing in mind. You got a heartbroken hillbilly standing here in line. I've been down and lonely ever since she left. Before you punch that number, could I make one request? Don't rock the jukebox, I wanna hear some Jones. Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Ain't got nothing against rock and roll, but when your heart's been broken, you need a song that's slow. There ain't nothing like a steel guitar drown a memory. Before you spend your money, baby, play a song for me. And don't rock the jukebox, wanna hear George Jones. Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. You don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song.
Down our long dusty driveway, I didn't want to go, but I set out with tears in my eyes of wondering. Daddy took me by the hand, down at the school bus and his little man, and said, don't worry boy, it'll be alright. Cause I took this walk you're walking now, boy, I've been in your shoes. Well, you can't hold back the hands of time, it's just something you've got to do. So dry your eyes, I understand just what you're going through. Cause I took this same walk with my old man, boy, I've been in your shoes. Down our long dusty driveway, I set my mind to go. Well, I was 18 and wild and free and a-wondering. Daddy took me by the hand, looked out at the world and at his grown man, and said, don't worry boy, it'll be alright. Cause I took walk, you're walking now, boy, I've been in your shoes. Well, you can't hold back the hands of time, it's just something you've got to do. So dry your eyes, I understand just what you're going through. Cause I took this same walk with my old man, boy, I've been in your shoes. Thank you.
down our long dusty driveway. It's time we both would go. Well, he had grown old and gray, and his mind was a-wandering. Daddy took me by the hand, said I know where we're going and I understand. Don't worry, boy, it'll be alright. Cause I took this walk you're walking now, boy, I've been in your shoes. Well, you can't hold back the hands of time, it's just something you've got to do. Dry your eyes, I understand just what you're going through. Cause I took this same walk with my old man, boy, I've been in your shoes. Yes, I took this walk, you're walking now, boy, I've been in your shoes.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Questions in your eyes, I know what's weighing on your mind, but you can be sure I know my part, cause I'll stand beside you through the years. You'll only cry those hands, and though I'll make mistakes, I'll never break your heart. I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there. I swear like the shadow that's by your side, I'll be there. Dreams with these two hands, we'll hang some memories on the wall, and when there's silver in your hair, you won't have to ask if I still care, cause as time turns the page, my love won't. By the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there. I swear, like a shadow that's by your side, I'll be there. For better or worse, till death do us part, I'll love you. I swear.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Well, with heavy loads and tough stubble, harvest can be rough on the farm tires. Chad Smith has more.
Austin Fisher from Firestone Ag explains how a simple tire check can help you get a strong start and keep rolling next spring.
Post-harvest tire check is important because your tires are put under a lot of stress during harvest, mainly from stubble exposure and then, of course, very heavy loads from the grain. By doing a post-harvest check, you can help minimize the risk of costly downtime during the next harvest season just by making sure that your tires are in good shape and ready to go.
There are several things to watch out for when it comes to a post-harvest inspection.
Probably the biggest thing is to look at the damage from stubble. We categorize stubble in two ways. The first, we call it stubble erosion, or you make the, it's called stubble abrasion. It's just the gradual chipping away of the tread rubber over time, just by the crop stalks. And if left long enough, it'll essentially expose the inner structure cords of the tire. The second half of the stubble equation is stubble puncture. Just from modern crop genetics, the crop stalks now are of such hardness and rigidity that they can quite easily puncture a tire if the conditions are right. Other things to look out for are any bulges or bubbles in the sidewall or tread, excessively uneven or irregular tread wear, deep gashes or cuts, severe ozone cracking.
A proper post-harvest check will take about 15 minutes.
The first step is to confirm the correct tire air pressure. Every performance characteristic of a tire is determined by the inflation pressure that it's operated at. The second step is to just check the pressure with a calibrated gauge and then set the inflation pressure per step one, that correct inflation pressure. The third step is to check the sidewalls for any cracks, cut, bubbles, or other damage. The fourth step is to check the condition of the tread lugs, make sure that there aren't any large chunks missing. The fifth step is to check the tread surface areas, so those areas between the lugs, for damage from stubble or foreign objects. The sixth step is to check valve stems for cracks, corrosion, debris, make sure that the valve caps are clean, intact, and that you can remove them to be able to check pressure. And then the seventh step is to check all nuts, bolts, hardware, etc., to ensure that everything's nice and tight.
Fisher talks about what to do if there is a problem with one or more tires.
If you're unsure, if you have any questions about whether a tire should be replaced or which is the most appropriate tire, I would encourage you to tap into the expertise of your nearest certified Firestone dealer. We have more than 2,400 of those across the country, and they're available and ready to help. We have a dealer finder on our website that you can go to find the nearest dealer to you.
For more information, go to firestoneag.com. Chad Smith reporting.
Thanks, Chad. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
More rain today in our ag weather forecast, and light to moderate totals are expected, but drier conditions are expected for mid to late week before another system brings a chance of rain for the weekend. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today. We'll have a chance of showers and storms. Highs 43 to 48, relative humidities at 86 to 91%, north winds at 8 to 13, anywhere from a half to three quarters of an inch of precipitation possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower. Lows 34 to 39, northwest winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, highs 46 to 51. We'll have light winds and about 3 hours of sunshine. For Thursday, mostly sunny, highs 50 to 55. Friday, sunshine, highs 50 to 55. Saturday, mostly cloudy, chance of rain, highs 50 to 55. And for Sunday, mostly cloudy, another chance of rain, highs once again 50 to 55.
Sure, it's election season,
But there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on, like this. Elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
If your drinking water smells like rotten eggs, you have a sulfur problem. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. It's not hazardous to drink, but there are ways to get rid of the smell as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
You've been a godsend to us. We appreciate it more than ever.
Farm Rescue exists to shine a light on farm families during some of their darkest days. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes.
Farm Rescue has assisted over 1,000 families in crisis, a milestone made possible by people like you.
Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org today.
Water should not smell like rotten eggs, but if it does, there's sulfur in it. Water quality specialist Karen Mansell at Ohio State University says hydrogen sulfide is formed by natural sulfur bacteria in the water. It feeds off decaying plants, rocks, and soil, producing a strong odor.
Rock formations that the water comes from were ancient swamps, so it tends to be a lot in coal regions. It tends to be a lot in areas that are presently swampy or historically swampy.
Some days the odor may be very strong, other days not so much. The sulfur concentration can fluctuate with the depth of the water table. Because sulfur is a gas, Mansell says the least expensive and easiest way to get rid of the smell is to let water sit in a pitcher in the fridge, and the odor will dissipate. Unfortunately, the shower and washing machine water will still smell like rotten eggs, so another option is to install an oxidizing treatment system.
Some of the oxidizing agents that are used are chlorine. Chlorine will combine with the hydrogen sulfide and then the smell will go away. Another type of oxidizing agent that's often used is potassium permanganate. Hydrogen peroxide and ozone are another group of chemicals that will react with the hydrogen sulfide to remove that smell.
Since these treatment systems use chemicals, they will require regular maintenance. If you're drilling a new well, consult with a hydrogeologist who can determine if there is rock with sulfur in it and predict where it will be. You can then request that the well not be drilled there. Learn more about solving this smelly water problem at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.